This is the story about how buying raw milk made me feel more realigned. Welcome to the Homestead Challenge podcast, where we will finally figure out how to make homesteading work in this modern world. I'm your host, Brittany, kind of crunchy mom and fellow modern homesteader. I've walked the path you're on, navigating burnout, overwhelm, information overload, serious lack of time, and uncertainty of where to even start. But I've also discovered a way to integrate homesteading into my modern busy life. If you're itching to kick off your homesteading journey on your terms, you're in the right spot. In each episode of this podcast, I'll be dishing out quick and straightforward homesteading tips, sharing home management systems, and providing modern solutions that fit seamlessly into your suburban lifestyle. Ready to turn your homesteading goals into a reality? Join me, and together we'll navigate the world of homesteading in a way that suits our lives. So grab that sourdough starter from the back of your fridge, girl. It's time to rise. So, if you didn't listen to my last episode, I've been in a little bit of a funk lately, mainly due to the fact that my husband has been out of town for a while, and he will be. So it's been a little rough. But two things have really, really helped me. The first, getting outside. I know everybody says it all the time, but for me, getting outside is a huge help whenever I'm feeling in a funk. And number two this time was actually resetting my mindset. And to do that, I bought raw milk. So that sounds a little crazy, but I realized that because I was in such a funk, there were so many little simple things that have been on my mind that I just wasn't doing, that it was actually easier if I just went ahead and did them. And something that has been on my mind for a long time is to find raw milk where I live, because we had really easy access to it when I lived in Alabama. When I moved to Ohio, it was a little bit harder to find. I tried to find it during the move, and things were just really busy, and I was not feeling it. The only places I could find were kind of far drives, and I did not have the capacity to do that at the time. And that's fine. In different seasons of our life, we probably are not always going to have the capacity to go out of our way to buy milk once a week, especially if you have little ones that drink a lot. But there's definitely always a better choice we can make. So this whole episode is not just about raw milk, but about making small, positive, incremental changes, no matter where you are on your dairy journey. So if you too are feeling a little bit out of alignment and you think that there's some things that you want to do to, you know, help you take ownership, that's my word of the year, take ownership of the things that have been on your mind and finally do them, then I definitely think that you should check out first my time management challenge by going to thehomesteadchallenge.com/time. Totally free. You can go over there and it really helps you reset your routine so that you can go ahead and start adding these things in again. Really over the past few years have set my routine, and it's a great rhythm that I am in, so that when that rhythm is fully in alignment, I'm able to add these things in. And right now I'm finally feeling like, okay, I can now add in raw milk again. We can go do this pickup. And everything aligned. I found somebody that's doing a new local drop to me. It's about like 15-minute drive, but that's not a problem at all. Very excited about it. And bonus, these people also are in working with another farm that does local grass-fed beef and pork and seasonal vegetables and eggs, all at the same drop. It's kind of a miracle. If you've been looking in your area for something like this, I know it can be really hard. So I'm going to give you some resources here in a little bit. If you're feeling like you need a little bit more help getting yourself back into alignment, then I am offering one-on-one coaching. It is an hour-long session via Zoom. We can schedule it at any time. I have a whole calendar set up so you can book when will work for you. And also, if you're interested in how I am working in these different aspects of homesteading to my life and how you can do that too, I am offering coaching classes once a month. You can go ahead and check it out at thehomesteadchallenge.com/workwithme to see all of the different things that we're going to be doing each month. The first month is gardening. So not only are we going to talk about how to streamline some gardening tasks, we're also going to be talking about things that you can do in your everyday routine and everyday life to make garden season go smoother. Because typically, well, yeah, of course, we're probably going to kill some things. And there's some things that don't go smooth in the garden. But really, what I find is that the rest of my life kind of is out of whack during the summer and during garden season. So getting in a little bit too late to make a full meal, maybe it's that you, I don't know, don't clean your house because you're outside all the time or you're dealing with all of the mud that's tracked in all summer long, whatever it might be. So we're going to be talking about all of those things in April's class. So definitely go ahead and check those out if you are interested. It's only $9 a month per class, so low fee there, and it's going to also be a Zoom call. All right. So, very excited to talk about raw milk today. I'm just going to give a little information for those of you who might not know much about it. I know if you are homesteading, you probably already know raw milk is better for you than other milk. I'm going to talk a little bit about why, but also a little bit about other options that you can have. If you're not feeling the raw milk train yet, totally fine. I get it. There's actually a YouTube video of me not that long ago. I want to say it's 2 years ago when I was buying non-homogenized milk for the first time, and I was so confused. This was like brand new to me, and if that term is new to you too, don't feel bad about it. We're going to get into it. All right, so raw milk is better for you because it has balance. So when milk is pasteurized, it takes out some of the good stuff that helps balance some of the bad stuff, like the lactose issues that you may have if you're like me. I have always been a little bit lactose intolerant, and so are my kiddos. So we went on a journey of trying to figure that out. And I did not go straight to raw milk. When my first one was little, I don't think that like raw milk was as popular as it is now. It wasn't as normalized, especially in more urban, suburban areas. I'm sure that in the rural areas and people with cows were, of course, on board with it. But it wasn't really something that I had heard of or even ever thought of using. So people started pasteurizing milk because of there was a bovine tuberculosis outbreak in the U.S. and Europe in the early 1900s, and 65,000 people died from drinking raw milk. So you may be thinking, oh, wow, I don't want to die. And that's fine, first of all. If you're too scared, then don't. But the reason that those cows were so sick is because they kept them in really bad conditions. They were like in little tiny pens in like industrial cities. Like think in your mind like New York City, and there's cows in the buildings and they're just sitting in their own poop. Like not pasture raised, not grass fed. They were just, I think they were fed like, I don't know. I used to know the whole story, but they were fed terrible scraps from like different industries, and yeah, not so healthy. So you want your cows eating grass, especially if you're like me and maybe don't necessarily get in quite as many greens as you would like to. I like my cows to eat my greens for me. I already eat enough greens on my own, so I don't really necessarily want my cows eating grains because then that's just more for me that I don't need. So that's why that kind of meat is a lot more nutritious for you. If you could think about the difference between eating greens and grains, it's pretty much that simple. Like I said, raw milk might not be for everyone, but there you can always make these small incremental changes into what you're doing. I'm going to go over a couple of different options. If you are still buying just like regular conventional milk from the store, 2% whole milk, whatever it might be. So when my kiddo was young, I started them on milk after I did breastfeeding and formula. And I realized pretty quickly that he wasn't tolerating milk very well. And I was at that time mostly starting to buy organic. It was like new to my crunchy era when I was the new mom. And so I was buying the different brands of organic milk, like Horizon Maple Valley. Is that what it's called? I don't know if there were as many grass-fed options at the time, honestly, but now there are. And to me, those options are better than buying your regular, just whatever, gallons of milk from the store if they're not local. These companies are probably not local to most of you. They are, I feel like a lot of them are out west. I'm not sure. But the main issue with these milks is that they're ultra-pasteurized. So during that pasteurization process, they are heated to a pretty high temperature, killing a lot of the good bacteria that we do want in our gut. So that's the same, though, for your conventional milk. Unfortunately, the organic milk, I think, is extra processed because they have a harder time selling it. So it needs to last longer on the shelves so it doesn't just expire so quickly. But I do still think that supporting organic farming and supporting companies who are trying to make better choices and who are treating their animals better is always a better option. So absolutely, if that's going to be your next step, go for that. Now, something that we actually tried next that I don't necessarily recommend, but it's definitely an option, would be plant-based milks. So for a long time, we actually used oat milk for my son, but oat milk from the store is full of junk. It's like full of vegetable oil or something. Like, just, it has so many different fillers in it. Probably don't buy that. We did buy it sometimes, but we mostly made our own at home. So oat milk is not a swap for cow milk because it is much lower in protein. So we did supplement protein in other ways at the time. But it was something good that we could make pretty easily at home. We ended up buying an almond cow and that worked out pretty well, but it did break after like a year. So we kind of didn't want to buy another one of those because they're pretty expensive. And I wanted to try out some different options for him because I knew that the oat milk wasn't necessarily the best, but it was getting us through a time when it was something he could tolerate. And also it can be good in coffee because it has a great flavor. If you are looking for a plant-based milk for a kiddo and you want it to have protein, the pea milks are the best, but I didn't know how to make that at home, and definitely look at the different brand options for that and see what kind of fillers they have in them because sometimes those can be worse. All right, so your next option is going to be your local dairy. And from what I have found, which I don't know if it's true everywhere, but at least here, our local milk is mostly non-homogenized. So basically what that means is it's usually low temperature pasteurized. So they pasteurize it at the lowest temperature that's legal to sell normally at a regular grocery store anywhere because raw milk is illegal in a lot of places. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But, and then the non-homogenized. So that basically means that I don't know, I'm not a scientist, if you couldn't tell. But when you buy milk from the store, it's like beautifully mixed together and does not separate. So non-homogenized, they're not, I don't know if they're just shaking it or if there's another filler added to make it more uniform, but the non-homogenized milks do separate. So you can actually still take the cream off the top. It's not as thick as raw milk, but you can still take the cream off the top and make things from it like butter. But you can also, since it's not as thick, I typically just shake it back into the milk and do that way. But that local non-homogenized milk is a great choice, and it's a lot easier to access than raw milk if you're not feeling that right now. And that's actually what we did over the past however many months since we've lived here, since last summer. So our local farm that it's from is actually an hour away, but in our local crunchy grocery store, they sell that. And they actually sell it in a lot of different stores. There are actually a few national brands as well. If you're finding that you can't find something that's local, let's see, what is it called? Coloma? Oh my goodness. I had to look it up. It's Kelowna. I don't know why I can't pronounce this, but they're actually a great brand. It's Kalona Supernatural, and they stand for really great farming practices. And although they might not be local to you, they just have some great farming principles. Love the company. And we actually do have that in some of our local stores as well. So I'm talking like Whole Foods or your lunch, your local crunchy grocery store, whatever that might be. And then what I believe to be the best choice is raw milk. So raw milk laws are different in every state. So you're definitely going to have to check what the laws are for your state. When I first lived in Alabama, it was illegal completely, and you could get it like on the black market. I don't know what you would call that, but you could probably do that anywhere. If you have a local family, clearly always talking to your local people is going to be the way in to these things. Maybe if you're in a local crunchy grocery store, you can talk to somebody about it. If you are not into doing the illegal, I totally understand. I would never encourage anybody to do anything illegal. But we actually just bought non-homogenized milk for a while. And that was where we really got started with this whole thing. There was a local dairy that sold it. It was amazing. You could go 24/7. They had a farm stand that you could get the milk from. And they are certified organic grass-fed, which is really hard to find. Your local farmer is probably not going to have all of the certifications, which is totally fine. That does not mean that they are not farming organically. It just means that they haven't done all the paperwork or paid the expensive fees to certify it. But definitely ask, because I have found in the past that some of my local farms actually do some practices that I don't love. That's a side tangent. But then it actually became available in Alabama if sold as raw pet milk for pet consumption only. So this was supposed to be something that people could buy for their pets, but not actually consume themselves. Wink, wink. So as soon as this became available, we actually started purchasing raw milk there for a long time. And we noticed that it's by far the best for all of our tummies. 100%. I had absolutely no issues consuming it. I use it in my coffee every day. The kids use it. It's so fun because you can make so many more things with it by making butter and anything that you want to make with the cream off the top. Then I moved to Ohio, where the only legal way to do it is to purchase a herd share. And this is probably the most common way that you can purchase it in most states. So with a herd share, you're actually purchasing a portion of the cow. And because you own a portion of the cow, you are able to get the rights to their milk for whatever fee is agreed upon for you. And you get however many gallons the farmer says is your share for that month. So we purchased 3 herd shares from our local farm. And with that, we get 3 half gallons per week. And mine for here are going to be delivered in glass jars that I just have to bring back each week after them. And I'm going to pick them up at my local pickup, which is not too far away. So I'm very excited about it. Our first pickup is Saturday. Hoping that it's all goes well. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm losing my breath today. I'm very, very excited to talk about raw milk. But If you are feeling really curious about raw milk in your area, definitely check it out. It is probably going to be more expensive. This is actually not too much more than what we were paying for the non-homogenized milk. So unfortunately, though, I am going to miss the non-homogenized milk. We got money back if we returned our glass jars to the store. So it's like $5.49, $5.90, something like that. And then you get $2 back for everything you return, which is really an incredible deal. This is going to be a lot more than that because we're not going to get that money back for the jars. It was, I believe, $25 a month per share. So I'm paying $75 a month for 3 half-gallons a week. I can't do math in my head, but whatever that comes out to. But to me, it's going to be worth it. I don't feel like that's completely out of the wheelhouse of being, you know, unacceptable. In Alabama, I remember it was, I think, $10 per half gallon. So, or no, that was that per gallon? Why can't I remember? I think that was, it was $10 a gallon because they, because it was a huge dairy farm, they had it actually in the plastic gallon jugs. All right. But if you're curious, you can visit realmilk.com and you can learn all more about your local laws and to find a source near you. That's actually where I was able to find this source, and they do change all the time because since planning this move, I have checked probably a year ago for this in Ohio, which it was totally different than what I found over the summer. And then now I just found this beautiful herd share that just showed up and just started this new drop so close to my house. Very excited about it. If you have any other questions, you can always reach out to me and ask, but that realmilk.com is going to be a great source for you. And I hope that whatever your stage you're in your journey, you're feeling like you can make a little bit better choice next time, perhaps, or maybe you're already on the raw milk clan. And if so, come over to the Facebook group and share all of your favorite things to make with it, because I would love to know. Excited to start it again. Until next time, friends. Bye. Hey, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Homestead Challenge podcast. I hope our time together has empowered you to take meaningful steps on your homesteading journey. If you've enjoyed our conversation and found value in today's tips, please take a moment to leave a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to me and it helps others discover the podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Connect with me on Instagram. You can find me at Brittany L. Gibson. The link is in the show notes. Share your favorite takeaways from the episode, ask questions, or suggest topics of what you'd like to hear in the future. For an even deeper dive into the homesteading community, join our Facebook group where other suburban homesteading mamas share their experiences, ask questions, and support each other on their unique homesteading journeys. Just search for the Homestead Challenge community on Facebook and request to join. Remember, every small step on your homesteading path is a victory. Whether you're nurturing plants on your windowsill or mastering the art of sourdough, you're making a difference. Keep at it. Until next time, let's watch our homesteads flourish together.